just to read some verses we read, but my desire is to end up on a high note for our hearts to be engaged with the Lord Jesus. But I would like to read verse 1 of chapter 1, the words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And I would like you to hear, to highlight the earthquake. And when you go to chapter 7 once again, verse 14, then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I no prophet, neither I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit, and the Lord took me as I followed the flock. First Chronicles, chapter 12 and 1 verse, verse 32, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. And the last verse I would like to read is from the book of Zechariah, chapter 13. And verse 5 and verse 6. But he shall say, I know prophet. Or I'm not a prophet, I'm a husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? And then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And thus far. I think we have heard very clearly today that Amos, as far as the meaning of his name, is a burden bearer. And there is no question that when God raised a prophet like this, he was pointing to men, the one who is the real burden bearer. Because one feels in a day of a conference like this, with many in attendance, many children of the saints, that perhaps not every heart and not every soul have committed their life to Christ Jesus. But the scripture tells us very clearly that the Lord Jesus himself said when he was here on earth, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. This is the real Amos that we are talking about. We were reminded how Amos was really pointing to Christ Jesus when he says, thou hast sold the righteous for silver. Amos has one thing before him, and that is the person of the Lord Jesus. So just from his name, if you are still without Christ, if you are carrying so many burdens because of sin, because of all the trouble that sin has brought into this world, I want you to be familiar that there is a Savior, there is a person who is the burden bearer, and this is none other but the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who closed the breaches, the one who stood in the gap. And how did he do it? He did it in his death on Calvary's cross, so that your soul, so that my soul can be redeemed, and so that whatever burden you might have in your life might be lifted up. Cast your cares. That word cares could also be translated a burden. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And my dear friend, my dear child, if up to 2018, you are still without the Lord Jesus Christ as the burden lifter, as the Savior of the world, as the Redeemer of your soul. Tonight, perhaps this evening, God has said it so that you will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. But when it comes to the prophetic part, there need to be something for us as saints. That this, when he introduced himself, he says that he's a herdman. And that word herdman is different than the word that is found in chapter 7. Chapter 7 is what we are familiar with. And we touch a little bit on it, but I like to dwell on it and compare it with 1 Chronicles chapter 12. That the prophet Amos was one who was acquainted with being a good shepherd, because he followed after the flock. And the beauty about the shepherd, it is always points us to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not only that the shepherd leads the flock, leads the sheep, and they follow after me, but how wonderful to know that the shepherd follows after the flock. You remember that in Psalm 23, when we are talking the last verse of it, mercy and goodness, what does it do? Shall follow me all the days of my life. When there is no weapon for the back, when we take up the armor of God, we thank God that we have a shepherd. Not only he goes ahead of us to lead, but he's also a shepherd that walks behind us to protect and guide. But that word herdman is mentioned twice in the scripture, and the only time in a positive way in connection with this man. And that is to mark out the condition, to mark out something, to be able to look at the affairs of the sheep. Sometimes we think of the shepherding work is that when the person leaves the meeting, or when the person goes into this backsliding area in his life or her life, right away we want to do the shepherd care. Well, sometimes it might be too late, you know. But this word that is before us, it was a person that could mark out, can detect the condition of the people in the present moment. He could tell that there is much spiritual poverty. He is a person that could mark out that the world is taking hold of the people of God. He can see it, he can see it, he can observe it, he can sense it within his own soul. And brethren, we are living in 2018, and may God raise amongst us those that will mark the condition that is amongst the people of God, so that there will be a real work of restoration, not only in the individuals, but also collectively, that there might be a sense of revival amongst the people of God. We need men that will be able to mark the condition, and not only mark them, but to be like the children of Issachar. They understood the times. And dear saints of God, if we are living in 2018 and we are not understanding the times we are living in, there is something wrong with us. Because the scripture says redeeming the time, because the days are what? The days are evil. And not only to understand the times. Dear brethren, dear parents, dear children, it is not only to have the sense of understanding the times, but what Israel ought to do. Let us look to the Lord, how we ought to raise up our children. Let us look to the Lord how we need to function in our local assemblies. Let us look to the Lord how to be good husbands. Let us look to the Lord how to be good wives, good sons, good daughters. This is very practical, dear saints of God, because there were men of Issachar that understood the times we're living in are extremely difficult. And if you don't think it is extremely difficult, you might be living in a different planet. It is absolutely difficult. And we need to look to the Lord to ought to know how we need to live in the present time we're living in. But here comes this man that after he presented the condition and he can mark it out, he brings these features of the Lord Jesus, and that's what I want to end up with. Because we can talk about failure, brother. I really believe we can sit here days, weeks, months and years, and we can talk about much failure that is amongst us. And also we can weep toward the condition that is amongst the people of God. And like Lamentation said, to lift up our hands on the behalf of our children, to look to the Lord for help, for guidance, for protection, because the days are evil. But he doesn't stop there, you know. He would say something that only one other person said. I am not a prophet. And I read the verse from Zechariah chapter 13. It is the words of the Lord Jesus in words of prophecy. I am not a prophet, but I am a husbandman. I'm a person that is acquainted with the earth. And brethren, I just want to occupy our hearts for the last 5 minutes, not only with the weakness and the condition that is seen amongst us, but to be occupied with the person of the Lord Jesus himself. The one who can come here, who can be a prophet like the Lord Jesus?